Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back.
You can take me to paradise.
That's Christy McVeigh.
And then again, you can be cold as ice.
I like Stevie, but I like Christy too. Great part of that band. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. It got a lot of stuff in it. It has a lot of things, including the schedule, the upcoming schedule, who's going to be on the show. And you can kind of see who we got lined up and see if there's anything in there that you want to make sure you don't miss. And also, while you're at my website, don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think, and then we report back on. But before that, when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Frank Kinney is with us. He's a new friend. He and I have become friends over the last few months since we met at a big chamber event out in L.A. a few months ago. He's the author of the Seven Secret Laws of Society, which you can find at his website, frankjkinney.com. Hey, Frank. Now, are you spending a lot of your time helping chambers figure out the social media strategy thing?
Yeah, that's the main focus of my business, is to consult with the chambers and then give presentations to their members and teach the members how to help each other.
Right.
You know, it's not about just using social media to build your own business. You're in a chamber for the mutual benefit of everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and let me tell you, you can either toot your own horn and 14% of people believe you, or you can tell the world how great this restaurant is or your favorite hardware store is.
Right.
And then, you know, 70, 80, 90% of people believe you. So.
And I'm glad you're doing this, Frank, because chambers need to get out in front of this parade and lead it. Chambers need to be helping. I don't have to tell you, Frank, that way too many small business owners have not figured out how to find the ROI in social media because they're not prepared to be as subtle as they need to be, as you mentioned earlier, or to be as patient, or to understand that it's not a replacement of what they're already doing. It's just an augmentation. It's just another parallel universe that they have to deal with. And I'd like to see chambers become the experts in helping small business owners find a way to find the ROI in social media. What do you think?
They are sitting in the sweet spot to do that. People, small business owners, about a third of them will join their local chamber because it's the right thing to do, but the next third will join if they see the return on investment.
Right.
And boy, a chamber holds a conference on how to use social media marketing to build your business right there. You can spend $500 or $1,000 traveling across the country.
Right.
Or a good local chamber can put on this kind of thing. And right there, you get your return on investment. So,
and I think chambers should hire or train an employee to be their guru. They should also budget for bringing in somebody like you or others who can talk about the value of social media. I'll say it again, Frank. Social media, folks, is not either or. You're not going to take your traditional business and shut it down and start doing social media. That's not what Frank or I either one are saying. It's just, think of it as, you know, when instant messaging came along, you didn't get rid of email. You still have that, and you also have instant messaging. It's just another way to reach people, isn't it?
It is, and it's basically free, and also it's 24/7, 365, whenever your customer is ready to interact with you, they can do it through the social media channels. And so it's not just a couple times a year as a customer comes in to buy a hammer at your hardware. You can develop that relationship over time, strengthen it, develop that loyalty, and it doesn't cost you marginally anything extra.
Talk to us about the law of consistency. That's one of the laws you talk about in your book. What do you mean by that?
Human nature is such that, and so much of social media is built on psychology. It's not technology, it's psychology. And consistency is when we take a step down a path, it's hard for us to get off that path. And so like when a store, when a place will send you, say, a detergent sample, and you use that free sample that came in the mail, all of a sudden you're taking a step down the path of consistency. It's not that it got your clothes any whiter. You wouldn't even notice the difference. But next time you're in the grocery store, all of a sudden it's like, that's my brand. That's why they send out the free sample. And so same with social media. If you can get somebody to download your free newsletter, all of a sudden they've taken a little step down towards you being their source of information about that topic. And if they download my free book and then they download my free newsletter and then they've commented on my blog a couple times and I've interacted with them, all of a sudden they've got all this consistency built up with me.
And the coin of the consistency realm is trust, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have all this information available to us, Frank, and the information we continue to turn to are the sources that we think we can trust, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to protect that. I cover that in my book under authority, in that if you go into somebody's office and the walls are just filled with plaques and all this kind of thing, you really defer to their authority until you get a sense that they're in it for themselves,
right,
that they have a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to battle against that.
Absolutely. Hey, Frank, give us the website again one more time, please.
FrankJKenny.com.
All right. And, hey, Frank, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
Hey, my pleasure.
We'd love to have you back. Frank Kenny, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Check out his book, The 7 Secret Laws of Society. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.